Malachim Beis Parachav Pasuk Yud Tes Vayomer Chizkiyahu Yishayahu. So after this prognostication that there will be punishment for his actions, Chizkiyahu responds to Yishaya in the exact perfect humble way. He says to Yishaya, Tov Devar Hashem Asher Dibarta. The word of God that you said is good, which is a rather strange reaction when they're talking about his children suffering. Is it selfish that he only cares if he doesn't suffer, but his children do? So most say that his saying the word of Hashem is good is not a qualitative judgment on the idea that it's good that we're going into Golus. He's very aggrieved about that, but rather it's good that there will be descendants, that the punishments will be postponed. At least it'll be after he dies. He thought maybe he would be part of the Churban, he would live to see it himself. It would be better to die than to live to see the Churban. And also that the merit of his tzidkus at least would still continue to help the people. Some say he was happy to hear that his descendants would be righteous enough to keep the Torah and mitzvot and be worthy of being a kapara for the sin of showing off the Aron to the non-Jews. So at the very least, he sees some positive. He's relieved. Or you could just say simply that he's saying whatever Hashem does is for the good, even if it involves punishment, doesn't mean it's going to be great for me and that I'm counting on him to only make good news for me. It means that God does that which is good and right, and so I resign myself to that. Now, in a political way, what some say was happening here was that Yeshaya, Rabbi Alex Israel says, was actually pointing out that an alliance with Bavel was a terrible idea. There is a Babylonian alliance that happens, and it ends up being crushed by Ashur before Bavel makes a comeback later on. But Yehuda was always advised by the Nevi'im, by Yeshaya, by Yirmiyah later on, to always stay neutral and keep her head down. It was not Yehuda's job to lead some kind of revolution to change global politics in the Middle East. What they should do instead is they should keep their heads down, be neutral, stay quiet, don't broker international treaties and geopolitical meddling, Rabbi Israel says. A policy based on forging rushed alliances with whoever is strongest at the moment is too risky and will lead to galus. Rely on Hashem, not on mankind, and not on other nations. So we see that Chizkiyah realizes that this is good advice, that this is the right advice, but it's too late, and he knows that. So some say that Chizkiyah, Rabbi Israel, brings down in the political sense that maybe Chizkiyah saw it as good because he rebuffs the rebuke of Yeshaya, and he says, look, I'm the king now. I can't be concerned with the distant future. If there will be shalom during my days, then it was worthwhile. Vayomer, and in fact, the rest of the pasuk sort of bears that out. So Vayomer Chizkiyahu Yeshayahu Tov Dvar Hashem Asher Dibarta. Vayomer Halo Im Shalom VeEmes Yihyeh V'Yamai. He said, at least is it not true there will be peace and truth in my days? I have to act with what's best for Klal Yisrael now. What's best for Klal Yisrael now is a policy that keeps us on the right side. Ashur is on the horizon. We have to defend the nation against their mighty empire, so we have to do what we can. The Malbim says that Chizkiyah is making a point religiously that what the Navi is talking about right now might change from bad to good if the people change their actions from bad to good. So you're telling me that the future is bleak right now, but maybe the future won't be bleak if the people stop sinning. So it's worth it. There'll be peace and MS be Yamai in my days. Pasachav, v'yeser divrei Chizkiyah v'chol guraso, an abrupt finish. Chizkiyah's mistake is one of the last things he does. And so as a result, what we see next is that all the remainder of the words of Chizkiyah v'chol guraso and all of his might, his strengths, he did win military victories, v'asher asa, and everything that he accomplished, including Es HaBerecha, the pool, Ves HaTa'ala, and the channel, the big irrigation water tunnel of Chizkiyah, Vayaveh Samayim Ho'iron, but bringing, diverting the water into the city. Halohem Ksuvim Al Sefer Divrei Hayomim L'Malchei Yehuda. They are indeed written in the book of Chronicles of the Malchei Yehuda, of the kings of Yehuda. So he's remembered for doing great things and doing not so great things. So on the one hand, the Chazal approved of hiding a book of refuah, of cures, so the people would daven and have more faith, destroying the Nechash Nechoshes by Moshe Rabbeinu, the copper snake that was being worshipped, and taking his wicked father and dragging his bones behind the carriages so that he would get a kapara. But there were three things that he did they did not approve of. Diverting the spring of Gihon and closing up the original outlet. They had an issue with that, the Gemara tells us. Cutting up the golden door of the Beis HaMikdash to use it as a appeasement for the king of Ashur. And he did an extension of the year. He did a leap year, an Ibur Yar, in Nisan instead of in Adar, as we must ordinarily do. We talked about that earlier on when we were talking about the great Pesach he made so that it would work out properly. And the Chazal didn't approve, and the Sanhedrin of the time didn't approve, because it's only supposed to be added while still it's still Adar, before Nisan has begun. But the story of Chizkiah ends, a great man with very human failings. Chafalev, Vayishkav Chizkiyahu im Avosav, Chizkiyah rested with his fathers, Vayimloch Menashe Veno Tachtav. But in his stead, his son Menashe would rule. And we know that Menashe would try basically to undo everything that Chizkiyah had accomplished. Menashe, one of the wickedest, longest reigning kings of Klal Yisrael, 55 years of Avodah Zarah, of chopping up even Chamisha Chumshei Torah, of trying to bring Klal Yisrael back to idolatry and ignorance, rather than the great strides made by Chizkiyah. The problem with the wheel turning in Malchus Yehuda is a good king is followed by an evil king, and an evil king is followed by a good king, and we don't get any momentum. From here on in, it is almost a steady downhill plunge into what Yeshaya warned Chizkiyah about, the Churban and the Gullus that is to come. We only have 5 Prakim left in Malachim Beis, and then after that, we head in to the Nevi'im, of the time, whose Sfarim are less straight history and more of religious message combined with the histories of the time and the great events of the time. And we'll see that as we go on, moving on to Perek Chaf Aleph.